Oh yeah, it's well, they're looking at the cost and not the work, right? And they're thinking about if we take away the middleman, then we can go directly from one to the other. But the middleman is a bridge, and you still need a bridge. You still need a bridge to get from one side to the other side. And if you take out the middleman, you have to build another bridge. And that's not always an easy thing to do, because normally you're dealing with people who have some experience, and that experience matters, because it's not just experience, it's skills and it's contacts and a lot of other knowledge that goes into running a business in any specific area. And so it can be a huge danger to cut out the middleman in any kind of scenario. And you also don't know what problems the middleman solves that you don't know about. There's a whole industry and area there of, and what you're paying someone to do is solve problems. That's what you're paying someone to do is solve a problem. And so very often people don't realize the dangerous situation that they're getting themselves into. Well, here's another interesting perspective. Now, what you said about the selling outside of the circle is very important, because the within the circle, you don't really sell. You have to sell outside. You have to sell externally. You know, you can't make your own product and buy your own product from yourself, right? And sell it to yourself. You can't really do that. It's a very fast downward spiral. But if you have a series of companies, say you have five companies, and A is selling to B, B is selling to C, C is selling to D, D is selling to E, and this company is owned by, and all these companies are owned by a company at the top. What having these companies allows the main company to do is borrow money, right? For every business that you have, you can go to the bank and you can say, look, we run this business in this area. This business does so much on paper per year, and it has X amount of profit, and we want to borrow this amount of money to invest in this company to grow the company. And so it can very much appear as if there is a company doing a lot of business when a company is just selling to itself. The benefit of that is that you can borrow money from a bank to invest in the company. And then if you're really smart or devious or evil or whatever, you can look at your businesses and you can say, huh, okay, so let's take this element and let's say bankrupt. All right. And let's say the business has failed, it's bankrupt. Let's aim to write the debts off at zero and say bye-bye to that. But we've still borrowed all the money from the bank that we've then invested in these other companies, which are still running the business. And then you can add in another business. You can sell to your new business. You can borrow money from that. And you can take one of the older businesses, small or bigger, doesn't matter. You can claim it's bankrupt and write the debts off on that. Now, it's a very dangerous path to go down, simply because you have to pay off a lot of people to make it work. But it's what happens a lot of the time, that people are living within the circle and they don't really realize it. In fact, if you go to the top of the pyramid, if you go to the very top of the pyramid, there's only about 10 companies that own everything in the world. There's only about 10 companies. And if you go to organizations like Bilderberg, you'll see the subdivision of the companies, and there's maybe 500 major companies that run everything across the world. But if you get to the top of that, there's only like 10 companies. It's less than 10. It's probably five at the top. And these companies are buying, and these companies own each other. Right, the companies at the top own each other. It's not just one person owns one company, it's that person owns company A and part of company B and part of company C, and so they buy and they sell to each other in order to stimulate the economic growth within those areas, and to keep themselves efficient and to keep everything moving in the wheels of business and industry and agriculture as is necessary. But it's very interesting to note that you need to sell outside of the circle. And